We welcome our guest, Bishop Larry D. Potter. How are you?
I'm blessed, Brother Ellison, and you. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Oh, just blessed, just blessed. Bishop Trotter, you have had a number of hit songs, but the new song, I Still Believe. Tell us about this song and the inspiration behind this song.
Well, actually, you know, Ellison, I had what I call a Job season in my life, about 2 years. And this song came as a testimony. It is actually my real testimony of losing so much and being able to bounce back. But I had to, in the midst of sickness, personal problems, financial problems, be able to get up in the pulpit and say, I still believe. And I did that for 2 years, and God is bringing things back together. And so it's a testimony for me, but it's an encouragement for so many others in these recessionary times that they still believe that God can and he will.
Bishop Trotter, how hard is it being a man of faith, being a bishop, overseer over a number of people, how hard is it when you yourself, you're going through that Job season?
It's one of the most difficult things in the world. One is the embarrassment that you get when your name becomes scandalized, or when you can't meet your bills, and you got one of the largest churches in the city, and you got people under you, and your family goes apart. You really have to trust God when you can't trace him. Trying to say, well, you know, God, what are you trying to say to me? You know, what did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? It is one of the most difficult places I've ever been in my life. But he made a way. And I'm still telling people that what's to come is better than what's been.
How
you know, we sang a song back a while ago, It's Only a Test.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have... And I know you all played it, and it went across the country. I did not have such an affinity to that song until now, because I've really been through the test. But I believe that God allows us to go through tests to make us stronger and better.
So, your recording, if God said I can, you really can.
I can. I can. And man, I believe it. When you're saying, I don't know how much you know about my personal testimony, but when you're laying at death's door, doctors a couple of times give up on you. I went from 320 pounds to 160 pounds, 9 pathology reports, but today I stand with no cancer, no kind of disease in my body. It's a little scary. It's touch and go, you know. And 3 angioplasties to my heart, 99% blockage. It's a little scary, it's touch and go. But if God said I can live and not die, I decided to live. And so this whole project is a project of encouragement, whether it be sickness, economical stuff, spiritual stuff, physical stuff, that God said that we're going to make it through it.
Let's talk about the video. Because that is a very compelling video, I still believe. But you mentioned losing weight, because when I first seen the video, the first thing came to my mind was, it looks like Bishop Trotter has lost some weight when viewing that video. Tell us about how you enjoyed doing that video, and how was it?
The video was really a beginning of the bounce back over that two-year period of time. People thought I was wasting away. I mean, rumors were out. Bishop Trotter must have cancer and must have AIDS, this and the other. And even though part of it was sickness, the other part was my own diet regimen that I wanted to get on so I would not have these heart conditions. Went from 13, 14 pills a day to now just taking vitamins and one aspirin. But during the video, it was like, if you look at a video now of Bishop Trotter in the choir, me in the choir, and you look at one of 4 years ago, what's to come better than what's been, or tell the devil I'm back, you kind of say, well, what happened to him? But I'm stronger now. I got more wind. God is allowing me to fulfill my commitment, preaching tonight here in Columbus at the Temple of Faith. And just been going. Choir. Now I'm getting ready to do Bobby Jones' show. This project has really taken off, and people are being able to relate to it. Because these are recessionary times, and everybody needs to be able to say, I believe, and I can.
You know, like you said, relate. I still believe it's such a relatable song. It seems every time I play that song, I find myself listening to your testimony and just listening to the song, the lyric. And it makes you say to yourself, no matter what you've gone through, if you're still trusting and believing in the Lord, that's all that matters. And it just fills you up. That's a very, very prophetic song. And I just thank God for you to bring us something like that.